What's up, everybody? Zachary Bales Henry here. I want to start off this episode by saying thank you. A few episodes ago, I talked about my experience with my heart and what I've been going through, and many of you have reached out and shared your own personal stories or just to check in on me. So I really appreciate that. I was on my run this morning, and I was thinking a lot about what this podcast is to me and where I want it to go. And I feel like it's just become a bit of a therapy session, which is probably a good thing. A few things came up on my run this morning, and I should preface this with oftentimes I think of what I'm going to say on these podcasts during my run, because let's face it, I'm out there for a long time running 10 miles a day. Usually it takes me a little while. So I'm thinking about what I want to talk about, what would be meaningful. And sometimes I get caught up in this mindset of, you know, what I need to say, and it needs to be profound, and it should be impactful. And then I try to scale it back, because sometimes I do this to myself where I feel like if I'm going to do something, I need to do it 100%. I think I talked about that in my last podcast. And sometimes that gets overwhelming. When you try to create something so big so quickly, it kind of loses the initial spark, the thing that got you to start whatever it was. And for me, this particular podcast, or podcasting in general, or really any type of medium that is like this, is really a way for me to get my thoughts and feelings out there. I've always been really interested in radio. When I was a kid, I used to fall asleep to the golden age of radio theater. I'm not sure if any of you remember that. It was on, I think it was AM radio, and they would play it around like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And I would just fall asleep to the voices and the sounds and the stories. And the thing I always really appreciated about radio is you're so very focused on the voice. Of course, you're going to hear a voice when you watch a show or a movie, but when it's radio, that's all you're paying attention to. And so the message is coming directly to you, and there's no obstruction. And I think that's kind of cool. I think it's something that we lose track of in our day-to-day lives because it's so very easy to get stuck in our head. And when you're sitting down and you're listening to the radio or to a podcast, you are paying attention to that singular voice. And so I was thinking about that on my run today. What are some of the really important things that I find interesting, that I think are meaningful, that I often forget about? And while I was on my run this morning, I realized there are moments I have during these long runs where I just take a look around and I realize, you know, hey, this is pretty awesome. It's awesome to just be here in this moment, enjoying it completely, 100%, being committed to that experience. And that got me thinking about the way that we use our time and how we interact with others and how we define what's important in our lives. And without getting too grand or big about it, I think it's important to remind ourselves that the way that our lives are defined comes down to where we decide to point our attention and how we use our time in those moments. As I grew in this business over the past 16 years, something became very evident to me, and that was my time is my most important asset. But another thing, more recently, has become even more evident to me. My attention is as important as my time. So how I use my time, the people I use it with, and how I divvy it out is of great importance to me. But what I'm focusing on in those moments and who I'm paying attention to is almost more important. For somebody like me, it's really easy to get stuck in my head. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. You get stuck in narratives, different thought patterns, and time flies. And then you pop up and you realize almost in an aha moment that you're there. You have the ability to focus on something new. You have the ability to stop what you're doing and start something else. And when those moments present themselves, it's important to grasp them and enjoy them completely. Something I often remind myself of is having sacred time. And sacred time is intentional time. For instance, a thing that we do in our household is we have morning coffee. Each morning we get up, we go and we sit down, and we have coffee together as a family. All of us, really. Winter, Athena, Emily and I, we all sit down and we have coffee for an hour or two. And I try really hard to be intentional during that time, to be present, because it's very important to me. It's important to me because that's how I want to use my time. But it's even more important because that's us actively showing love for each other. And the older I get, the more I realize I want more of those moments. And so I create more of those moments for myself. But I think it's also important to understand that by creating those moments, you have to sacrifice other moments. So as I've grown in my business, I've sacrificed work time for family time. But in my opinion, that's a fair trade. Because ultimately, the world that I've defined for myself is family comes first. My time with my family is the most important thing. And I should be able to enjoy those moments completely. Because there's nothing worse than carving out time and then not truly enjoying that time because your thoughts are somewhere else. So I have a tendency to revisit things over and over again. I think some people may call that OCD. Sometimes it's beneficial, but I do find myself in my runs thinking about moments that I wasn't fully committed to and reminding myself that next time, try a little harder. Be a little more present. Something I've tried to do recently is when I wake up first thing in the morning, just saying thank you. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for living. Thank you for just being there. Thanking the people around me. Just being thankful. Another thing I do is I roll over and I pet Athena on the head. It's a small moment, very small interaction, but it's just defining how I want to start my day. Instead of going for the phone and checking on that and reading all the social media posts that mean absolutely nothing, starting my day with intention and doing the things that are truly important to me and the things that bring me joy. I think it's easy to forget that change comes from small interactions or small moments or small intentions. Big changes don't often happen like that. Big changes are small, little incremental changes throughout your day that create the foundation to build a new life on. So it's important to realize that each little moment that you take to be fully committed, each piece of time that you carve out for the ones that you love, will eventually lead to a life that I believe is more intentional. So, I think the moral of the story here is take time, cherish moments, be thankful. Because at the end of the day, we only get one trip. So use it the way that you want to use it. All right. I'll see you later.